Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. In Yeshua's name we pray. Aman. And aman. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, saints. Hallelujah. I don't have a whole lot of time this morning, but I definitely know that we have some time to share what the word of Yahweh is saying in our lives. Will you please turn with me to Proverbs, the 23rd chapter? And this is the last of the month of meditation. Our theme this week, this month, has been meditation. The Hebrew word siha, which means reflection, devotion, and really allowing the word to permeate our lives. A lot of times we can be surface listeners and we just hear things. It goes in one ear and out the other. But he has called us to be more than that. He has called us to be active listeners. And what's the difference between just a regular, you know, absent listener and an active listener? The active listener is actually grabbing hold of what he's hearing or what she's hearing. And they're thinking about it, meditating on it, and letting it become a part of their life. And so we find that the point of contact before we do anything happens in the mind first. And whatever you are listening to is being fed to what? The mind, right? And so the word confirms that. Because in Proverbs or Mishle, the Hebrew word name for Proverbs is Mishle, the 23rd chapter, 7th verse says, for as he thinketh, or she thinketh, in his heart. Heart is from the Greek word cardia, meaning mind. So, for he that thinketh in his mind, so is he or she. So what does that mean? Whatever you think, that's what you are, right? There used to be a saying a few years back, you are what you eat. Anybody remember that? You are what you think. But guess what still applies? You are what you eat, because the word is the living bread. So if you thrive spiritually on eating that living bread, allowing that to become a part of your life, then you are what you eat. But that means whatever it is that you're eating. So what are y'all eating out there? What are you listening to? What are you allowing to come into your ear gate and letting become a part of your life? I was looking at a video of Apostle because I was out a couple of sessions, and he did a Sunday morning service and he did a Wednesday Bible study. And I believe it was a Wednesday Bible study where he was saying that y'all walking around here with your headphones on. Which one was that? Just so you showed me that. Was that Wednesday? Yeah. And basically he was just saying, you are where you position yourself. So you walking around with your headphones, boom, boom, boom. If that's what's going on. Another thing he said was in those headphones was
baby, baby, baby. You're feeding yourself that, you know. You listen to Nice for What? Nice to what? Hit the club.
Somebody knew what that was.
I like it, I like it, I like it.
Watch out. Somebody listened to that on the way to church this morning. But whatever that is that you're boom, 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 and baby, baby, baby in it, you meditating on that. You listen to it long enough, you're like, okay, baby, 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 where they at? So the word tells us that mind, whatever is going on in that mind is what you're going to be. That's what's going to be coming out. So when we're talking about meditation, we're giving the mind an opportunity to meditate on the word and let the word. And if you meditate on that word, that is what's going to be demonstrated in your life. So go here, Luke 6, chapter 45th verse, Luke 6, 45. A good man, somebody say good woman, out of the good treasure of his mind, bringeth forth that which is good. Right? So if you got good stuff going on in your mind, you're going to bring forth what? Good stuff. An evil man, somebody say woman, out of the evil treasure of his or her mind, and that's the cardia, the heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. Then from the mind, that heart area, comes the next, shall we say, culprit. And that's the mouth. So whatever is going on in your mind eventually is going to come out your mouth, because the scripture says, for out of the abundance of the heart or mind, what? The mouth speaking. So if you got craziness going on in your mind, craziness is going to come out your mouth. If you got goodness coming into your mind, what? Goodness is going to what? Come out of your mouth. And we live in a word activated system. Where what we speak actually becomes reality, really. And it was all manifested very the beginning. In the beginning, Yahweh said, let there be light. It didn't say Yahweh thought. So he, being the great I am, or Eyeh, meaning I will be whatever I will be. That's what his name means. That's what Yahweh means. Even he, as great as he is, has to speak it. And so we're examples of that. If we want something, he wanted something to happen. He wanted to create the heavens of the earth. All he had to do was what? Say it. And it was done. So what does he tell you to do? Speak it. So whatever's coming out of your mouth, be it good or be it bad, I'm broke. You broke. I'm sick. Because listen, you're going to have to put your trust in something. So if you put your trust in your allergies or your sickness or your brokenness, then that's what you're going to be. Why not speak power? If you're going to speak something, why not speak the word? And I know where people are. I can locate them by what comes out of their mouth. You can locate them by what's coming out their mouth. Right?
I've been with some believers and, you know, we talking and they, oop, they say it's a bad word. Oop, I didn't mean to say that. Yes, you did. That's how I know that they living on that double line, because you forgot who you was talking with. You forgot who you was. Oops, I didn't mean to say that.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking.
So it was going to come out eventually. You stump your toe. Does Father heal it? Come out first. Or does old something. That, you know what? You want to know where you are? Go stump your toe. That will locate you. That's your reflex reaction. That's your going to be your go-to. And so this is what we're trying to change. The Bible says we're transformed by the renewing of the what? So we got to let that renewing process what? Take place. And I don't know about you, I need renewal every day. Pastor, you, I need renewal. I need renewal because I deal with people. And if anything is going to make you say something, sometimes it's people. Right? So therefore, I need that renewal. And so Proverbs, go to Proverbs 30. And I'm going to take you through this. And so knowing that the mouth can do some stuff. The mouth can do some damage, y'all. That's why you got to be careful what you say. Because your mouth, the word tells us that the tongue is the littlest member, but what a mighty fire it kindleth. Your tongue. Forming the words going out of your mouth. So therefore, we got to know that what we're doing, we got to be mindful. So Proverbs or Mishlei, the 30th chapter, the 32nd verse says, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand over your mouth. Stop it before it comes out. Stop it before it becomes reality, before you put it into the ethos or the atmosphere. Because not only is Yahweh listening what's coming out of your mouth, but the enemy is listening to what's coming out of your mouth. They're waiting. The enemy is waiting with bated breath to hear what's going to come out your mouth. Whatever that is. I'm sick. The enemy said, okay, we got our green light. They said it. Let's go in. Let's make sure that they're as sick as they can be. Right? Why not say, in your stripes, I'm healed. Why not say that? That way the enemy has they sitting up there listening, waiting. And when you say, in his stripes, I'm healed. They got to go scatter. They got to run. They don't want to hear that. But see, they're looking for a word from you so they can get to work. So if I was done foolishly, if you've done something foolish, or you're thinking something foolish, tell your neighbor, put your hand over your mouth. Don't say it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You might be thinking it. Sometimes I can anticipate what people are going to say, and I say before, don't. Right. And so go here to Yohanan. And so this is what we were talking about the last time we were together on this subject. There was a couple things that happened in between Father's Day and another message from Apostle. But the last time we talked to this about 3 weeks ago, this is where we left off. We were talking about your mouth, your mind, your thoughts, right? And
The enemy wants your mind. So, but really, he wants your mouth first. But the way that he can get to your mouth is through your mind. And if he can get in there and start tinkering around, you'll give him exactly what it is that he wants. So the meditation process allows, and I had four M's, I believe. Meditation brings, and this is my word, marination. Right? So meditation, I've heard the word. Now I'm going to allow the marination process. And we know what happens when you marinate something. You let it sit in them flavors. And then flavors go through. And I don't eat red meat like that anymore. But one of the things I missed was that marination of ribs and steaks. And all that barbecue stuff. And we were prepared. And we pour that stuff on there the night before and let that. And then you open the refrigerator and there's just a fragrance. I just digressed to what am I going to eat after I finish this thing? And so that marination process, then from the marination process comes maturation, maturity, right? It matures. And then from that, revelation, right? And that's the process. Those are the things that we allow ourselves to be carried through. And so go to Yohanan, the sixth chapter, the 63rd verse. And I'm going fast because I know that I'm short on time for all the things that we have done today. But I'm giving you something that you can allow to marinate during the course of the week. So the 63rd verse in John or Yohanan in the sixth chapter says, it is a spirit that quickeneth. Because we are spiritual beings having a natural experience, not the other way around, not natural beings having a spiritual experience. We are spirits. We live in bodies, right? We have minds. So it's the spirit. And we believe in the Holy Spirit of Yahweh that once we allow to come in and change our lives and transform us, it is his spirit that maketh things alive. So quickeneth means make things alive. So it's his spirit that quickeneth. My own fleshly mind and understanding profiteth. Compared to Yahweh, if you took everything that you knew and put it in a thimble, it will ring like a BB in a boxcar. That's the apostle's words. Meaning that little stuff that you know would just be not so minuscule compared to Yahweh's wisdom. So it is the spirit that in it. The words that I speak unto you. And remember, this is in red. That means Yeshua said that. So Yeshua is the Logos. That means that he is the living word. So anytime you talk about the living word, you're talking about Yeshua. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with Yahweh, and the word was Yahweh. So you can't, it's like the water with the wet. With Yahweh Yeshua, the word comes with it. I'm a believer. Well, if you're a believer, you need the Holy Ghost. That's like the water with the wet. You what? Gotta have it. Just like, and I posted this on my Instagram the other day, when people said, I'm a spiritual person. Well, demons are spirits too. I need you to be more specific. Where is your spirituality coming from? Is it coming from the demon world? Somebody said that part. Or is it coming from the heavenly realm? So it is his spirit that quickened it. And Yeshua said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit. And they are what? Life. Something happens. When you are really in a receiving mode. Because some of y'all sleep right now. Some of y'all washing clothes right now. Some of y'all are cooking dinner right now. Some of y'all are thinking what you're going to wear tomorrow. What you going to eat after I let you out. Some of y'all are looking, keep on turning around, looking at the time. Some of y'all got your phones on. Some of y'all are tweeting and texting. But when you're not distracted and you are really in a receiving mode. We were reading Wednesday that, and I believe it's in Psalms where it says, just the entrance of your words. Woo! Just your words coming into my life. Just the entrance does something to me. And so, and this is what I love. See, me and Savannah, we go way back. And y'all hear her from the other side of the room, right? And but some of y'all, see, she ready. And so when she hear that word, hey, the hallelujah, and the come on comes in. Because what? She's ready for that entrance of Yahweh's word. What's wrong with you? Right? What is your attitude when the word is what? Coming in. And so when we really, if we really are ready, that hand has to go up. I mean, if when that word comes in and does something to us, I mean, sometimes we got to say glory. Have you ever been in your car and the word or something comes on the worship and, or you just, you know, the Holy Spirit is saying something to you and you just got to, oh. It just happens. Why? Because the word is alive. I'm asking, am I with people that believe that the word is alive? It's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. So when you look at it, since we are spiritual beings having the spiritual experience, things happen in the spiritual realm first. And then they're manifested in the natural. So if you want to fight something, you better fight it in the spiritual realm first. And then you'll see the manifestation in the natural. See, there's some stuff we just can't see. You believe in Yahweh for a job, you want that job, right? And there were jobs that I wanted. And so I had to get in the spiritual realm first. And so my prayer would be, right now, Father, because the night before an interview, right now, while that person is sleeping, start preparing their minds for me. Get them ready for me when I come in there, right? Give me favor, right? Because they don't even know. They're not even going to know because things are happening in the spiritual realm first. So I'm already preparing the way so that when I walk into that interview, anybody prepared for court? Don't act like you ain't got no court date coming up. You want to prepare for court? Where that judge is going to get your pallet of information? Where you got to deal with that bailiff? You better start setting the atmosphere before you get there. Exactly. Go to the heavenly court first. Because there's a just judge, a righteous judge, who is going to set the course for what's going to happen in your natural case. Y'all better believe this. Do you even believe the word is true? So because you're a spiritual being first, because things happen in the natural being, natural world first before they're manifested, the spiritual world first before they're manifested in the natural, then, and you are a spirit first, having a natural experience. You are spirits in a body and you have a mind. That means you are a speaking spirit. That's what he created. He created you in his image. You are a spirit. So you, so if you are in his image, you should be speaking his stuff. Thank you. I mean, we got kids out here that can't do their math and their English and their spelling, but they know every word to a song that you booska 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 on the radio. I don't, listen, I don't even know what these dudes are saying when they're rapping nowadays. I can't, it's not, it's indiscernible. All I hear is, I'm like, what is that? What are they saying? Oh, the kids be like, oh, they saying, he, do the, they saying what? Well, how are you able to pick that out? And you can't do your homework. You can memorize a flow, but you can't do your math. You can't even spell your words, but you know Drake's flows. All of them. It's whatever you purpose that you want to do. So you got to get this spirit in you, this word in you. Go to Philippians, the 4th chapter, really quickly, the 8th verse. So he told you what to think on. You don't know what should I be thinking on? Think, he taught us how to think. He said, okay, you want some victory in your life? This is the stuff that you need to be thinking on. This is the stuff that you need to permeate and marinate. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are what? Don't focus on the lies. Focus on what's what? Whatsoever things are what? Honest. Whatsoever things are what? Just. Whatsoever things are what? Pure. Whatsoever things are what? Lovely. Whatsoever things are what? Of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on what? These things. So the other stuff, throw it out. Tell your neighbor, we got to think on these things. I feel like I'm losing my mind sometimes because you're not thinking on these things. These things won't lose your mind. They'll keep your mind. I'm confused. Well, stop dealing with confused thoughts. Think on these things. Maybe you'll have peace. Maybe you'll have shalom. All right? So he took, think on these things. Lastly, go to Matthew, the 12th chapter, second to lastly, 33. It's your choice. You choose what you want to be. You can be one of two trees. There's not an in-between tree. There's one tree and there's another tree. Point blank. Period. And the word challenges us and says, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his what? Fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by. It's simple. This is the meaning of your salvation right here. Either, listen, the word tells us that he transplanted or translated us out of a dead tree and grafted us in to a living tree. He grafted us. He, and this is what you can do. You can take a branch. Any gardener people out there, you know some botany? Did I say that right? You know about plants? Anybody have a farm? I mean, no, not a farm. A garden? Yes, I did have a farm. Anybody ever have a garden? Okay, dude, wait, hold up. This just some city folk in here? Anybody know a family member that had a garden? All right. Good gracious. And so this is what used to happen. My mom, she was a beautician. And people would always bring her stuff, you know, and just, you know, gifts or whatever, whatever. They would just bring her stuff. And people would bring her, she liked stuff like this, ferns and ivy and stuff. People would bring her just an ivy. Thank you, Veronica. You know what I'm talking about? You just bring, people would bring her just a stem. And what would you, any mature, and what would you do with that, Veronica? Did you hear Veronica? She said, put that stem in water and let the roots grow, then put it in the dirt. So therefore, you would take it off of that person's tree, and then you could end up planting your own, and it would grow. And the word tells us, either tree good, and his fruit good? Tell yourself, make up my mind. Or else make the tree what? You want to know a bad tree? How do you know if the tree is bad? Fruit's bad. How do you know the tree is good? Fruit is good. What's up with your fruit in your life? Are you producing good fruit? Are you producing bad fruit? 34th verse says, O generation of vipers, how can you be an evil, speak good things? For again, he tells us, out of the abundance of the heart of mind, your mouth is going to speak. He's talking to these folks as so-called believers. You tell me you're a believer, I'm expecting good things to come out your mouth. But then the fruit is what comes out of your mouth. Then if you call yourself a believer and I hear crazy stuff coming out your mouth, I know what your fruit, your tree is. I done heard your fruit. Are you all even conscious of what comes out of your mouth? When you're in mixed company. See, I know your mouth is somewhat good when you're in the presence of believers, but what is your mouth? Where your mouth when you in with heathens? Do you sound like them?
Come on now.
Do you look like them? This is something to think about. So if you ever had any doubts, go to Psalms 19, and this is where I'm going to end it for you. And if you are a Hebrew scholar, Psalm is Tehillim. And it says, the 7th verse, one of my favorite passages, the law of the Lord, the law of Yahweh is perfect. That means the word of Yahweh is what? How do I know it's perfect? Because it's converting the soul. It's got to be perfect to change me. Because I was messed up. Who was messed up? But then when that word came into your life, you found it to be perfect because it what? It converted your soul. You heard it and then something changed. The testimony of Yahweh is sure. How do I know? It makes wise the simple. Does anybody know what this word is? 8th verse. The statutes of Yahweh are right. How do I know they're right? They're rejoicing the heart. Because that's what I need. I don't know about you, but I need to be encouraged. I need my heart to be rejoiced, my mind to be rejoicing. Because there's some depressing stuff going on in here in the world. How do I keep myself? How do I keep my sanity?
How do I get my peace back? I let the statutes of Yahweh come in, and they're right. The commandment of Yahweh is pure. How do I know that? It's enlightening the eyes.
Thank you.
I understand things better. Is Larry here? Where Larry at?
He was.
He was. I had something for him. Ninth verse. Every time I asked the dude, how you doing, man? He said, I'm clean.
Yeah.
How's everything going? Oh, man, it's clean.
Yeah.
I learned that. That means, you know, it's good. It's it's pure in the Larry vernacular. So when he asked me, I said, How are things going, Pastor? I say, clean. And now we have a scripture for it. The reverence or the fear of Yahweh is what? It's clean. It's pure. How do I know that? It's enduring forever. I need that. The judgments of Yahweh are what? True and righteous, what? Oh, has anybody found this to be true? I'm just asking. Clean. And the fear is not the scare. It means the reverence. The reverence of Yahweh is what? Clean. When I reverence him and I praise him and I serve him, it's so pure. And it changes my life. It transforms my life. That's what I need. It brings the light into the darkness. And the 10th verse says, more to be desired. Are they? What is they? His words, my his statutes, his judgments, they're to be desired. Do you desire his word? Do you desire his statutes? Do you desire his judgment? Do you desire his righteousness? Because it says, you should be desiring this more than something else. And it says, they're to be desired more than gold. Dollars.
Thank you.
Skrilla. Money. Some of y'all out here desiring money, but he says, hey, it's more to be desired more than that. Treasures, cars, houses, women. Is that something? Whatever you're desiring, he's saying he should be more than that to you. And my question is he more than that? Alcohol. Drugs. Smoke. Sex. I have to say it. Because somebody's out there desiring it. And you have to know that it's more than that. And it's saying, yay. Then much fine gold. Yay, then a whole lot of money. Because sweeter also than the honey. Anybody know about a honeycomb? We got a seasoned, mature brother that knows about the honeycomb. And see, you gotta, if you got a honeycomb and you're trying to get that honey out of, you gotta work that. You gotta go in there and crack it open and get in there and get it out of the crevices and uncover it And the honey that's deeper in there is the sweeter honey than the surrounding honey. Well, that's just like the word. You should be up in that word like a honeycomb trying to get to the sweetness of the word. Does anybody know that the word is sweet? To be desired? To be wanted?
So I challenge you. Check yourself. Find out where your desires are lying. Find out if you value the word as much as the word should be valued. If you treasure the word as much as the word should be treasured. I can't put nothing in my words because I don't even have the words. Meaning I can't put trust in my words. I need something higher than that. I need his words. His words speak to who I am. His word says I'm more than a conqueror. The word says I'm not just a conqueror. I'm more than that. And everything that he speaks about me, he's saying I'm greater. I'm more than that. Why? Because he's greater and he's more than that. So if I want to grab on to greatness, I got to grab on to him. If I want to be more, I got to grab on to him. If you want to be more, are you content with just the status quo where you are? Or do you want to grow? Do you want to know? And he says, I'm so great that I should want to be desired by you. You should want to desire what I have to say. You should value. That's why the word says, hide the word. Don't hide it. It doesn't mean hiding where you can't find it. It means store it up. Put it someplace precious and store it up. And if you do that, then you won't sin against him. Are we hiding the word? Are we valuing the word? Do we want more? Father Yahweh, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for more. We thank you that more is available. We thank you for the fact that you gave us you. You said for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank you that in your word we find love. In your word we find everlasting life. In your word we find you. So in the mighty name of Yeshua, help us. Lead us, guide us to greater heights and deeper depths in your word. We give you glory for that. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, keep your head bowed.